This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The focus of our get-together every week. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, said American Family Farmer. I would like to think that there were millions of us, but there are not any longer, thanks to a lot of things that are happening that ought to be somewhat in our control, but they seem not to be. So we have, in this circumstance, produced a program that's aimed at helping the American family farmer deal with things, the reality. Every week I have a bit of news, updates on things, people who come together to help us solve our problems with different examples, and I put them on the air to have you hear their stories so you can learn from that. And then I usually have some comments about things that are happening on the farm. A lot happening in the D.C. for dairy, the tariff troubles that we've been talking about here for all farmers in America, especially for dairy, are now in the focus. And in fact, there is some good news. I guess a couple of different stories. You heard me talking a couple of weeks ago, and I'm sure by now if you're a dairy farmer, you know that up to $12 billion was made available to cover the hit from tariffs on agricultural products. Administration apparently reached an agreement with European Union officials to avert the trade war, and now we don't have the problems because this is a good thing. Those of you who like Trump, this is something that he's good at. That's negotiating. And now that the trade war has eliminated a lot of subsidies in Europe, barriers to our products going to Europe, tariffs on agricultural goods, that sort of thing, this is changing, hopefully, the reality for a positive effect on the price that dairy farmers are getting. The prices have gone up just a bit, just a little bit. But the things that we use to grow our cattle, the cost of grains and that sort of thing going up, up, up as well. And the huge drop in dairy exports because of the retaliatory tariffs from Europe, from Mexico, from China, from Canada, taking their toll on the market. So is there a silver lining here? Yes, I said there was a lot happening in D.C. One of the agreements announced this week is pretty welcome news. This is something that we have talked about here a lot, our relationship, the dairy relationship with Canada. So there is this new trade relationship. Remember, we did the Mexican agreement. That changed the reality of trade with Mexico for our benefit. And now the Canadian thing looks to me like it affects U.S. farmers and poultry producers in a positive way. For example, I go to dairy first because that's my interest, my primary interest. Keeping Canada in the trade deal is important for the dairy farmers because they were just dumping milk into our country. The dairy pricing system is eliminated. Canada has relented. The United States has been at this since Trump became president. So it was one thing, whether he really gets it, he's a New Yorker. What the hell does he know about farms? He doesn't know anything about farms. But enough people are yelling and screaming in Washington about the dairy cooperatives and the Suiza family and Dean Foods and DFA and how they've screwed over. I think it was last week or the week before that I talked about Wisconsin, where hundreds and hundreds of dairy farms are going out of business in our nation's richest dairy state. Same thing has happened in New York, which is another heavily populated dairy state, Minnesota, all these states that are getting screwed because the proximity to Canada has affected their milk market more than anybody along the border of Canada and the United States. For that fact, the Mexican border with the United States, where the Canadians in this case were flooding the market with subsidized skim milk powder, And so lost exports. The Americans were selling a lot of this stuff, but the Canadians dumping milk in our country, plus on the they were dumping fluid milk supplies in our country, and the powdered milk they were dumping on the market around the world. And so the president said that if we didn't straighten this out, we would have no partnership with Canada. And so NAFTA has been changed, and that's good for our dairy business. See how long it takes, because the prices now, I'm just looking at some of the prices as of last month, class 3, $14.95 to $15.95, depending on where in the country you are. See, this is all screwy, too, because of the government getting involved in what they call a pool and pool pricing, so everybody gets paid the same, no matter how, well, the milk, depending on how much you have protein in your milk and solids and fats and, you know, that kind of stuff, you get a variable price, but it's not significant. It just is time for us to recognize the value of the American family farmer, the dairy farmer, and all of our farmers, but these trade things were making a mess out of agriculture. And so Canada has agreed to hit its own export of milk protein concentrates and skim milk and infant formula. So that's, we're going to have they were dumping that stuff on the marketplace of the world. Then they were dumping fluid milk in here, as I said. So this levels the playing field and gives our farmers an opportunity to compete in some of these areas, like the infant formula, the milk protein concentrate, that sort of stuff. And it keeps the fluid milk supply from being overrun by Canadian imports. So I say that's good. I'm not sure they really understand the impact of what they've done, the people in Washington, but there are enough people from the Farm Bureau and from the National Farmers Union banging away at this that they're beginning to get. They know they have to do something. And so it's almost too late, though, for a lot of dairy people. It really is. It's just a mess, the dairy industry in our country. So that's my news update. This is the American Family Farmer.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football. Gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how GEICO could save him a lot of money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. So, this here story has a happy ending after all.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems to be young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kitty bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kitty bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
All right, 16 past the hour. Here is a word to the wise. Those of you, this is a wonderful program to have Texas Superfood sponsoring in part, because they're all about food, as this program is all about food. organic fruits and vegetables. We don't get enough of them in our diet. We wonder where we even can find them sometimes. So those of you who are not getting enough in your diet, may I suggest that you go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and see their full line of quality nutritional products. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. You'll find the 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables highlighted. They pick them. They process them in a way that there are no toxic chemicals used, nothing that's unnatural. And then there isn't any animal product in it, in the sense there's dairy, egg, gluten. It's just the pure organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables that you find. Imagine, did you even know there were 55 of them available? There sure are. See all about it. Read all about it. Get the information at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Once again, as I've experienced this personally, you can too. The health benefits of all these organic fruits and vegetables that you get in your diet very easily by using Texas Superfood. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to figure it all out. All right, let's speaking of figuring things out, there's a I'm so thankful for what I do for a living. The farming is avocational. Being on the radio is vocational. I have a chance to meet, talk to, learn a lot from various people. So today we have the opportunity to meet Garrett Quealy, who's the author of Botanical Shakespeare. It's an illustrated compendium of all the flowers and fruits and herbs and trees and seeds and grasses cited by Shakespeare in his writings. What a fascinating world for us to venture into. Ms. Quealy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How did you come to do this? Why did you think this would be a worthwhile effort on your part?
Well, I start off as an actor, and I love Shakespeare, and I've been studying it. I moved into the sort of scholarly side and have been studying it for 25 years almost now. And but actually a friend of a friend brought it to me, brought the idea to me, because this woman, Sumie Hasegawa, kind of became obsessed with, you know, painting all the flowers in a Shakespeare song. And then she thought, well, I'll do all of the ones in the scene, and then I'll do all of the ones in the play. And then it just kind of rolled on from there. And then she had all these gorgeous illustrations and thought, well, okay, now what do I do? I wonder if this could be a book. And so it came to me, and we made it into a book.
Really? How wonderful. I guess the question, what would Shakespeare grow, is answered when you read some of the things that he has penned. Yes? Do you think that that reflects his own? I'm sure you've been to Shakespeare's house any number of times. Mm-hmm. I can remember the first time I went to Shakespeare's house, I said to my wife at the time, if only the walls could whisper.
No, I say that all the time, almost everywhere.
I know, that's right, exactly. It's cornball stuff. But it's true. He had big gardens, did he not, around his house?
Well, we don't know. There was a couple of different houses. Your new place was the big place, and they are trying to kind of excavate that. But, yeah. I mean, he was in London a lot and just, you know, around nature. And the thing is, I don't know with all of his work that he was doing if there was enough time to for him to plant a garden. But the flowers, like I was just listening to you before I came on, and, you know, I always say Shakespeare is organic because they didn't have all the chemicals and all that other stuff that they put on things now.
Right.
And so everything is, he's a locavore, you know?
Yep. And now locavores are important. Listeners, I say this program, The American Family Farmer, is aimed at the farmers, the family farmers, the family farm businesses that support the family farms, and the locavores who use the products that we grow, the things that we produce on our farms. The locavores are now a mainstay in this because of the educational process going on, people reacquainting themselves with the goodness that you can find by going to your local produce guy. I call them truck farmers, but you know, it's all good. So hold on a second. Garrett Quealy is here, the author of a book about Shakespearean fruits and flowers and vegetables and stuff.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The American Family Farmer, let me tip you off as to what you can hear this week on the American Family Farmer Show podcast at American Family Farmer Show. We had conversation, and it's the mainstay of our conversation on the podcast. Jennifer Fahey, Communications Director for Farm Aid, talked about all the things that have been done by them since they started back in 2002. She's a good missionary for this, and the focus, because it is family farming here on this program, and it's their family, it's their focus, family farms, it's important to understand what Farm Aid does with their money, and she explains that very well, because a lot of people just think they write checks and give them to farmers. No, that's not what they do at all. She talks about how Willie Nelson and Neil Young and Mellencamp and now Dave Matthews have worked together as a board to help the family farmers get farmers on the land, keep them on the land, that sort of thing. And then in the question department, what is real meat? We talk about that on the, and it's pretty simple. Well, I don't know why people don't grasp it, but if you need an explanation of what real meat is, that's there too. The current podcast of the American Family Farmer at American Family Farmer Show. It's important to add that in so you get to the website and then just click on it and listen to it. All the shows are archived there so you can go back and look for particular topics. But this is a refreshing conversation about, for the most part, farm aid at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We're having a conversation in the podcast. Next week we'll have the essence of our conversation here today with Garrett Quealy, who is the author of a book called Botanical Shakespeare. It's an illustrated book focusing on fruits and herbs and trees and that sort of thing. It's, in a manner of speaking, Ms. Quealy, it's sort of the typical English garden, in a manner of speaking, at least the way you've spelled it out here. That's what I think of when I think of what people have, because in England, The refreshing thing, it isn't the same as it is in America, where everything is kind of blended and you get confused where you're in the city, you're in the country, you're in the suburbs, where the hell are you? In England, it's the city and the country. That's that's it.
That's kind of true. But
yeah.
The thing about these plants in Shakespeare is that, you know, there's oxlips and cowslips, which grew in the pastures, the cow pastures and the grazing meadows and all that. And there's 10 different grains in there because, weirdly or surprisingly, even to me, it's the corn is the second most often quoted plant or, or vegetable or grain or whatever, but it often refers to wheat and rye and barley and oats as well, as not just the corn as we know of corn.
Mm-hmm. So your foreword is written by Helen Mirren. How is she connected to you, and how is she connected to this movement? She's quite a force in England as she is in America.
She is, and she's a passionate gardener, I found out, as well as a passionate Shakespeare actor and as well. But she loves gardening, and she makes a garden wherever she's shooting. She loves it so much.
Yeah, she's very good. So what is she, in terms of this, what does she focus on? What does she point out? Why does she tell people to read this book?
Well, I think she feels that Shakespeare shouldn't be taught in schools the way it's taught, that people have to experience it. And she feels the same way about gardening, that she thinks gardening should be taught in schools. And after I, you know, read the foreword, I thought, that's true. You know, people need to get their hands dirty. And kids really develop a love of growing things when they do it themselves and don't just learn it out of a book.
Well, and the practical experience of watching something. I'm a grandson who's 3 years old, and we gave him a seed, and he put it in a plot, a little plot, and it's growing. He's fascinated with it. He loves it. Look at how excited he gets, and that could come to everybody. We'll continue in a matter of moments here. Don't go away. This is the American Family.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey.
Four thoughts focus on farming and food in America. A lot going on in the world of agriculture, some of it good, some of it not so good. We're here to help out on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Our conversation today is with Garrett Quealy. And it's a different sort of a conversation for our program. It's a way for us to sort of understand things that we don't necessarily think about or don't know that we don't understand. Now, Ms. Quealy is a journalist, an author, editor. She's in New York. An authority on the works of William Shakespeare, spoken at Columbia, been published in the New York Times. So, in a sense, this is about order in nature, it seems to me, Ms. Quealy. Order in the universe. Plants. I mean, do you think I'm reading too much into it? You're chuckling, so.
No, I like that. I think it's, and certainly getting back to basics, you know, the time that Shakespeare was writing was when our society really started. It's called the early modern period, and it's got a lot about, surprisingly, so much of what we deal with today is in there, and I think people.
In what way? Tell us what, in what way do you think that's the case?
Well, certainly we're getting back to nature. We're realizing what the importance is of growing your own food and eating healthily and eating and caring more about where the food comes from. There's a lot about overwintering peas and beans and vegetables. People always, you know, covered Shakespeare in a romantic way, in a poetic way. But there's a lot of very basic stuff in there, you know, making barley beer and things like that. And I just think also knowing that the plants are connected to a literature that shapes us all. And also, I don't like people to feel intimidated by Shakespeare and getting it in these little tiny sound bites, if you will, of about plants, which you can recognize in the wild. I think provides a primrose path in, if you will.
The primrose path in. I like that. Did you teach this to your children as they were coming along? You have children, and they appreciated your point of view on this?
I don't have kids, actually, but I love teaching in general. I'm brought in by a lot of different friends of mine who are teachers and professors to teach it, because I love getting people excited about it and feeling, you know, close to the poetry. And, like, every plant has a little rhyme in there, has something to say, has a character or a plot. You know, so there's a lovely connection between our history and our literature and what's growing out of the ground.
Well, I find there's a romantic side to this kind of. I mean, there's a real practical side to farming. Of course, we have to deal with weather and issues of the land. But also, we have, in our country, romanticized through the early period till fairly recently. As a kid growing up on the farm, I felt it was romanticized, perhaps. Mm-hmm. It wasn't balanced because there was not a lot of, I mean, the romance of the farm and the growing and all that stuff is juxtaposed to the hard work and to the toil and the sweat and the strain that people put in, especially today when farmers, there aren't enough farmers and they're not respected because we don't have enough people who are directly connected to the land anymore. Silly things happen. When I drive down the street in one of my tractors, and I'm in a fairly rural area of Massachusetts, but I'm close to, you know, England has, there's a line. Well, in my community, there's a line between where the farms are, few remain, and where suburbia is, and then where the big industry in town is. And so when I think about what I learned and what my children have learned being on the farm, frankly, I know that it's a rare reality, and it's sad because there's so much to be gained. We learn so much about life. I learned everything there is to know about life, frankly, or at least everything that I know in life, from having been on the farm, around the animals, watching stuff grow. It really is. And so I was thinking, as you were talking about Helen Mirren being the person that wrote the foreword for the book, I could see Judy Dame grabbing a copy of the book and sitting down someplace and reading it. I could see. I mean,
she actually has. Yeah. Judi Dench, you mean.
Yeah. Judi Dench, I mean, yeah, right.
She took it
Judi
on
Dench.
Her her program over here in England on the BBC. She took it on a program she had called My Passion for Trees, because mm-hmm. she loves trees. And she and her partner, David, were kind of playing Guess That Quote with the book. We were so
really?
Excited to see it on the show, yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, it's just, again, we need to have a reality. We also need to romanticize it a little bit more. And
I think it would be fun to be out farming and know that, you know, peas blossom and mustard seed are talking to you. Or, you know, even the onion and the garlic and wheat has something to say.
Do you actually do any farming? Do you do any growing? Do you have a place that reconnects you with nature or keeps you connected? The nature and growing?
It's funny you should say that, because I tended to be way too much in my head all the time, and doing this book has made me plant seeds and start growing in a little garden that I have, and it is very exciting. It has made me literally stop and smell the flowers, you know, and realize how important that side of it is. I've always been careful about eating organic and things like that and buying locally
Is there a difference? Do you think America has uniquely lost its focus on growing? When you think you live in England, do you live in England and America part of the time? Is that it? You sort of go back and forth?
I do, because the research is here. But I go back and forth.
But what's the difference in attitude that people in England and or maybe Europe in general have toward the kind of growing we're talking about, the family farm? Is there a difference, a real solid difference, in our attitude here in America versus the attitude that people have toward the average family farmer in Europe?
Well, I don't know if I'm qualified to say a and the sweeping. But I do notice a real care for eating locally here and buying fruits and veg and growing them in little pots and everything if you can. I live in New York City, so it's tough to do that there. But, you know, I go into the park and I see a pepper tree, or I see a lot of things around that are in the book, too. But, I think there's always – they have a longer history, so there's an understanding that everything is cyclical. Not only is growing and planting and everything cyclical, but everything that we're going through, you know, when you read history, you start to go, oh, that's how they went through this before, and that's how they went through that before, being ruled by tyrants or having, you know, problems with government and all that kind of stuff. In fact, a lot of the corn that is mentioned in Shakespeare is because the crops are failing, and there are these things called the corn rebellions, and it shows up in a couple of the plays.
Well, there have been plenty of times, if you go through the history of England, when you can find reference to the way some of the maybe more silly stuff, the days of Robin Hood and how the Sheriff of Nottingham was taking people's food away from them in tribute. But that was fantasy, but there is a lot of fact to what happened during the feudalistic periods of European and world history, as far as that's concerned. And people not really understanding, it's hard unless you actually live it and watch it. You can't, I mean, the things that, when I think back, I pinch myself every once in a while, the reality that I've birthed probably 400 or 500 calves that were having trouble. I've raised thousands of cows in my life, and helping the birthing of them has been something that's been a very important, very significant part of my life. Frankly, I learned about life, and I taught my children about life by having them experience the same thing. A calf that's breached, you stick your hands into the cow to straighten out the legs, and hopefully the cow comes out head and feet first. And if they're breached, you got to go in there and you got to turn them around literally and hope that they don't smother on the way out so you can save them. And, you know, that kind of stuff, who does that anymore? where do you go to experience that? But it's part of the beauty.
Nature always comes back to claim its own, you know. It's always going to come back to nature in the end.
Yes.
Because,
right.
You know, flowers and grasses pop up in the sidewalks, and it just, it comes back.
Well, you can't stop it.
Although your story made me think of, somebody asked me on Facebook, they have two pigs named Rose and Daisy, and they just got a male one, and could I suggest some Shakespearean male names for their pigs?
And what did you suggest?
I came up with a whole list of them, actually. I thought Caper would be funny, or Acorn, Filbert, Nutmeg.
Filbert! I love Filbert. Filbert the pig. Yes, that's very good. I have an English bulldog named Daisy, so I wouldn't name a pig after my bulldog. But it's nice that people have that freedom they feel to connect with you. And so, by the way, the website for you is botanicalshakespeare.com. Right? BotanicalShakespeare.com is the website. And you can find Ms. Queeley on Twitter at BotanicalsHAX.
SHAX.
Oh, no, excuse me. Yes, yes. SHAX. Got to read my own writing here. Botanicals. HAX. All right, we'll have a few more minutes with you in a matter of moments here. Right now, I want to have everybody listening think about the problems that you may have with your digestive, the problems of inflammatory bowel disease now, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. They're on the rise in our country as well as in other developed nations as well. This leaky gut syndrome has become a major diagnosis for a lot of people. I have it, and I'm trying to do something about it. And I do it in the form of taking a glass of Life Change tea every single day. I've lived a healthy lifestyle. I stay away from processed foods, and yet I still have the problem. So if you're eating poorly and your gut's telling you, whoa, hold on a minute there, pal, then perhaps you ought to get right to the World Wide Web. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com online. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship you Life Change Tea and other proprietary formulas that they have on hand. Look over their catalog. You'll find everything is all natural, all free of any of the toxins and the things that come from really bad herbicides being used. Processing depletes the nutrition as well. So let's get your body straightened out. Let's get your life straightened out. Go to GetTheTea.com and order a Life Change Tea. Have a cup of it every day like I do, and it will keep everything working very well, if you know what I mean. Sort of power washing your insides. Go to GetTheTea.com. You cannot get this in a store. Only online, GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV, and they ship it free. Get Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Back by popular demand, My Pillow's best deal. Buy one My Pillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one My Pillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. My Pillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with My Pillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
The American Family Farmer Show. I've been doing a lot of sort of regurgitating in my mind this year, the 33rd year of Farm Aid. Willie Nelson saying he wants to try to help farmers wherever we can, if we can. We are still trying to help after this thing has gone on for more than three decades. The survival of America's family farmers. The first Farm Aid benefit was back in 1985. And now the 33rd annual Farm Aid benefit is over. It was in Hartford, Connecticut a couple of weeks ago. Did very well. Raised a lot of money. He and his colleagues like Mellencamp was there. And, I mean, you look at Neil Young, they've aged through all of this. But they have one, they really all are together, Dave Matthews in this now, with one thought in mind. And whether you blame or you want to blame the Trump people, it's not really the Trump people, although they haven't done what they promised they were going to do to help farmers out. Farmers wouldn't need help if there was consistent government policy. And that's what Willie Nelson talks about a lot. He says, we want to try to help. We're still trying to help. We're trying to convince everybody that it's important that they shop farm to market. They help their local farmer and people getting more and more educated. You know, the folks at Whole Foods or some of these other stores that say they buy locally, they may not. They can say that they do. But it's not like going to the farm. And Willie Nelson points that out. Go to the farm. See the farm. Pick the vegetables. See the cows if you go to a dairy farm. You can do that now. It's easier to do it and something that you ought to be doing. So take Willie's advice. Support your family farmer, your local grower. I am just in the process of going to this website, Botanicals HAX. I guess my question to you, Ms. Quealy, if you've done enough, you've researched the things that Shakespeare would have gone, you researched his works. What people would ask you, what would he grow? Would he grow some of the same things that we grow in our garden?
Oh, absolutely. In your garden, in your vegetable patch, there were kitchen gardens were big because, like you were saying, they healed themselves with all kinds of things. I'm just researching caraway seeds right now.
Are you?
Yeah. But we're also running a contest at Apple a Day for harvest season in October, and with all the apple quotes, because that's a big one. And
all right,
that's
so explain how that works. How can people participate? What do you want them to do?
Well, it's on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. We put a quote with an apple, one of our many pictures of apples. And they just keep track of what named apples there are. I'll give you a hint. One of them is called a bittersweeting. And and at the end, whoever emails first gets a book and a poster of the original apple page and a surprise.
Oh, swell. All right. So Twitter, @botanicals_HAX. And on Instagram, basically the same thing, @botanicals_HAX. Look for the apple and get involved in the contest. It sounds like a very cool thing. Now, are you working on another book that will be a postscript to this first one?
We hope to do a garden guide called Spear Your Garden.
Ah.
So, how to grow Shakespeare in your garden.
Good. All right, this is a good book. It's fun. Botanical Shakespeare, an illustrated compendium of all the flowers, fruits, herbs, trees, seeds, and grasses cited by the world's greatest playwright. Thank you, Garrett Quealy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Now for us to forge ahead here, I'm interested in people's comments about some of the big farm fairs, the things that happen in the fall. There are a lot of great ones around still, so if you get to go to one, send me an email, or you can send it on Twitter. Tweet me at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, or Doug@DougStephan.com. In a moment, I want to deal with the continuing problem of bees, explaining why bees are apple growers' best friends and what's going on with bees who are strangely enough living better lives in the city than they are in the country. Maybe some of that, as you think about it, will become sort of obvious to you, but my commentary is about bees and the future of bees in America right after this. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Kellitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Kellitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Kellitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is, so I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football. Gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how Geico could save him a lot of money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. So, this here story has a happy ending after all.
So, in terms of bees and their impact on our lives, I think that we don't, maybe this time of year, because we have in the fall lots of great apples and pears and things that are grown and we look forward to in late August, September, October through Thanksgiving, finding these wonderful apples that are grown locally. I know I find that to be the case. We have a lot of orchards around where I am, and I make it my business to go out of my way because the apples are just better. I mean, you eat the stuff that's at the, even at Whole Foods or some of these other, those apples are not local. They're not really yummy. Get the yummy apples, especially if you live in New England, New York State, Pennsylvania. I know there are a lot of great places out in the Northwest to get apples, but there's some about the apples. And I will tell you the reason that I'm focusing on that and how good the apples are is because of the bees. The bees that are so necessary. We've become more aware of bees and their import here in New England and I think around this part of the country, maybe more so than others. All of the great apple orchards have organic and fabulous apples, and they have that because of the bee population. They built their own bee population because of the problems. A lot of research done at Cornell University, and they figured out how to grow these, bring these wild bee communities to the farm so that they can obviously help, whether it's corn or apples that need to be pollinated, that sort of thing. But there still is a danger. It's more dangerous for a bee to live in the country on farms than it is for a bee to live in the city. Whether you know that or not, there's been some research done both here in our country and in England. And what we're finding is something that when you hear the explanation, you go, duh. All of the pesticides that are being used on farms, the insecticides, the pollutants, the bee paradises that used to exist on the farm are challenged, and many of the bees have died over the past 10, 12 years. You've heard that story. And these people don't want to admit what the problem is. These people don't want to stand up and take responsibility. I'm talking about Monsanto and that ilk and what they're doing to the bee population. And the fact that if we allow this to continue, the bees will be dead and you won't be able to get any corn because you need the bees to pollinate all of your stuff, whether no matter what it is, vegetables, fruits, flowers. So it's time we wake up to the chemicals that have been used in farming. They are not used in the city, and that's why the bees in the city are healthier than the bees in the country, because there's no pesticides, no sprays in the city. Think about that. Food for thought here from the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.